Chazara today is Dav Vav Amud Aleph. So the Gemara today is Dav Chazara today Dav Vav Amud Aleph. We are a very top line. Amud Lecha, we really did this 2 days ago, but we'll chazar it quickly again. We were discussing according to Machlekes and whether Aaron Ubonov did Moshe Rabbeinu by the Meluim. Did he put them on the Avnet Aaron Ubonov together, or Aaron and then afterwards Bonov? When he was dressing up Bonov. But the Gemara, we had one pasuk in Tetzav, it was mashma one way, one pasuk in Tetzav was mashma the other way. So now the Gemara was asking, according to the Shita that said, by the pasuk that said, Vayachar oisei ba'avneid, Vayachar oisam avneid, what does it do with the other pasuk? He was choyger Moshe when he dressed up Moshe Ubonov, he put the avnit on at the same time both of them. Why in the other places to split it up just to be miramis to you and to teach you that the avnit of the Kohen Gadol was not the same avnit as the Kohen Hedget? Why? Because the avnit of the Kohen Gadol was made out of klayim of shatnez. The avnit of the Kohen Hedget was not. So how is he dashing the other pasuk? He tells you the exact opposite way. Gufa to teach you the other way around. Really, the Moshe Rabbeinu put them on the avnet separately. What's the pshat in the pasuk that puts them together to tell you? Fakir. And the avnet was the same avnet, the same way the Kohen Gadol's avnet was full of shatness and klayim. So too the Kohen Hedges avnet. But vayachar oisam avni vayachar oisam lo malishma amino arv achach bonov, right, again take those lashon out or it's yitura ubevas achas mi mishkachas lo lo yitzricha da akten. Fetik Mar Stam said, what does the shita mean bevas achas? Is it possible Moshe Rabbeinu put on a 5 avnetim, Aaron and his 4 children at the same time wrapped avni? It's impossible. Hatumar lo yitzricha da akten doesn't mean he literally put on the belts at the same time. It means that there was no hefsek of any other begotten. He dressed Aaron and all his clothing minus the avnet. Then he dressed Bonov and all their clothing minus the avnet. And then without hefsek, he put the avnet on all 5 of them without being mafsik with another clothing. Period. Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, we're mafrish to Kohen Gadol. Love mafrishin. Why are we mafrish? Why are we mafrish to Kohen Gadol 7 days before? For the more love mafrishin, could the Karmina, like we already explained, either Rabbi Yochanan, could the Islay, like Rabbi Yochanan, we have a pasuk learning off from Meluim, either Resh Lakish, could the Islay, or like Resh Lakish, could the Islay learning off from pasuk of Har Sinai. Why are Mafresh Mibesa? Mibesa means his wife. Why can his wife come with him to the Lishkas Parhejan? What's the problem with that? Tanya, Rabbi Yudu, Miseiro Oimer, Shema Timsa Ishtar Sofik Nida, Vayavayaleho. Maybe his wife was a Sofik Nida, and he lived with her, and therefore he's Tommy Tomas Nida. Fretimara, what? Otubir Shi Askinon? Are we talking about a Rosha? The Kohen Gadol's a Rosha, he's gonna live with his wife who's a Sofik Nida? Ella, you're right, we gotta correct it. Shema Yovayal Ishtar, maybe he's gonna live with his wife, Vitimsa Sofik Nida, and then she finds out that she is a Nida. Now the question is, when did she become a Nida? Before she lived with her husband or after? So now her the husband's going to be Tomei Tumas Nida, and because of that, he won't be able to serve in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Because of that, we're mafrish the husband, the Kohen Gadol, from the wife. Now, Muru Rabbanu Kamidri Reb Chisda Kemanker Bekiva, are you going on like a Bekiva? The Omer Nida Metame is Boyala. A Nida, when a woman finds out she's a Nida, she's Metame her Boyala, her husband, Lima Freya, 24 hours backwards, just like she's Metame any tyrus that she touched. Truma, Kudshim, whatever it is that you touch in the last 24 hours, becomes Tame, so too her husband becomes Tame. It must be going on like a Bekiva. The Ira Boron, Ha'amri, E Nida Metame is Boyala. Nida is not Metame Boyala. That when a woman finds out she's a Nido, we don't look back and say her husband, if she was with her husband any time in the last 24 hours, she's her husband's also Tomei Tumas Nido. We can even answer according to the Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanon could agree with this. Even the Rabbanon only disagree with Rabbi Kiva, but acher acher. If she discovers that she's a Nida, acher acher, like a double period later, like Rashi explained what exactly 3 periods are, the immediate Bedika, the later Bedika, the third later Bedika. So if it's a acher acher, a 2 later Bedikas, that's when the Rabbanan argue and say, no, she's not mitama her husband lemafreya the last 24 hours. Aval bechan acher, it was only a singular acher, if she did the bedika only a few moments after living with her husband, then moidele, then even the Rabbanan are moide that she is mitama her husband, and therefore the husband is tame tumas nida, and therefore again, that's our concern, that's why we have to split the husband from the wife, so that there isn't a concern of becoming tumas nida. And we'll see in today's Amun of Avon Beis, why Tumas Nida? Why Tumas Meis? Why don't we just say it's a problem with Tumas? Maybe he's going to become Tumas Meis. Well, we'll see. Very good. Let's wait. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have been macting the question. Let's wait until we get to the Amun of Avon Beis. Apologize for giving Hagdama during Chazara to what we're going to see after Chazara. Amun of Zeira. You're right. Let's see. Wait a few minutes. We can learn from here. Boil nida einik nida. A boil nida, the husband of the nida, who's boiled the nida, even though he's tummy tumas nida, but he doesn't have the same halachas as the nida herself. The nida herself has to wait after 7 days and then go to the mikvah only at night, the night of the eighth. The boil nida v'tayu b'yoyim, he can go to the mikvah on day 7. Doesn't have to wait till the following night. Why the amir boil nida kinida? If you say the boil nida is like the nida mamish and he can't go to the mikvah until after the full 7 days, so emas tava b'leilya. When's he going to go to the mikvah? Laila on Leil Yom Kippur, because you're putting mafreshim for 7 days. So now it comes out his mikvah he's going to is Leil Yom Kippur. Lemachar hechi avad avoda. How could he do avoda the next day Yom Kippur in the morning? The whole boy harav shemesh. Allah is even after mikvah he has to wait till sunset. The following sunset. The following sunset isn't until after Yom Kippur. Until Motzei Yom Kippur. We see from here that the boy nida, right, the whole concern over here, why we're being mafresh the husband from his wife, is because the concern he's going to become tome betumas boy nida, still is not as chomer as a nida, and he can go to the mikvah on yoim zayin mamish, meaning erev kippur mamish, and therefore, when it comes to a shkia of Leil Yom Kippur, he's already has his hair of shemesh. Rav Simon Adol argues and says, we really can say Bayon Nida Kanida, and he can't go to the mikvah until after a full 7 days. Even though the Mishnah says 7 days, really it's a drop more than seven. It's like 7 days and 10 minutes. 10 minutes before Shkia of Gimel, Beis going into Gimel, you're already mafresh him. Therefore, he can go to the mikvah on Leil Erev Yom Kippur, Leil Tes Tishrei, and then the next night, Leil Yom Kippur, he already had his Erev Shemesh, and that's how he can go into the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. Okay, so right now we have Machlekes Reb Zeira and Misim Min Adah, if the husband who's Tomei Tumas Nida, could he go to the mikvah on Yom Zayin, or does he have to wait until Leil Ches, like the Nida herself? Meisei Fetik Gemara, Kol Chayve Tvilois, all people were Chayv to go to the mikvah. Tfilosim v'yoyim, the tefillah, they can go during the day. Except for nida v'yeled, as a woman who's tummy tumas nida, or yeled as a woman who gave birth. Tfilosim v'layla, their tefillah is v'layla at night. Mashma nida in, boyo nida loy. Only the nida has to wait until night. But the boyo nida, the husband of the nida, he can go to the mikvah during the day. Yokasha on ribsimi, arayate ribzeiram. Everything were loy, no. The Mishnah, when the bride said nida of Yeledes, it meant the nida herself, and anybody who's tummy because of the nida, meaning the boy nida who's tummy, the husband who's tummy because of the nida, he's also part of that category of nida of Yeledes, tefilos and belayla. Baal keri kemaga sheretz, a baal keri, a man who sees keri, he's like a maga sheretz, like someone who's tummy because he touched the sheretz. And boil nida, a man who's tummy, tumas nida, ketummy mace is like a tummy mace. My love, what halach is it telling you? Litvila isn't referring to Hilchas Tvila. Going to the mikvah. That a baal keri is like a maga sheretz, that he can go to the mikvah that very same day, right? It's only a 1 day tumah. And a boil nida is like a tummy mace, that he can go to the mikvah on Yom Zayin, and that'll be a kasha, and a psimi, a rayat, and a bzeiro. Everything more loy, lutumasan. The Mishnah is discussing the tumah. The Mishnah is telling you that a baal keri is only a 1 day tumah like a maga sheretz, and a boil nida is a 7 day tumah like a tummy mace. It's telling you that not when they're toivel, not when they're mitire themselves, but son, how long is the tumah? And like Rashi adds in, and not only how long, also the choymer of the tumah, that a baal keri is a rishon like a maga sheretz. A boil nida is an avatumah like a tummy mace. Everything more tumasan, behenyik sevbehu. Their sheer tumah, That's often in the pasuk. I don't need the braisa to tell me that. Ha'etumah shivak subay, la'etumah shivak subay. The pasuk by Tomei Meis says clearly he's Tomei 7 days. The pasuk by Bayonida says lehedja he's Tomei 7 days. V'tihini dosa Allah v'tomei shivas javim. So I don't need the braisa to tell me that. Turning to Amar Beis El Lavot V'losin. Elamai can't be telling me the din of tumah because I don't need the braisa to tell me that. It must be telling me the din of tvila. And l'chayre back we have a raya to Reb Zera, Akash on Reb Simi, and l'chayre, the Brice is telling you that a boy Onida is like a Tomei Meis, meaning that he can go to the mikvah on Yom Zayin. He does not have to wait until Leo Ches to go to the mikvah, not like Reb Simi. Ad Kan Chazara.